Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As you can hear and as many of you can see, I am so excited and delighted to be with you once again and to share what the Lord has given unto me for us to continue to run the race to our destiny. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for joining me at this particular second, this particular minute, this particular hour, because you could definitely be doing something else, but because the Lord called you at this particular moment, you picked up your phone and you dialed in to listen to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, or you're sitting by your computer listening to the link. And I really appreciate that, and I appreciate all of the wonderful doors in reality and real life that the Lord is opening up for the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with the love. On tonight, we are going to, of course, read Psalm 136, 1 through 9. Then we're going to pray unto God. Then after which, the Lord gave me a message. When I originally thought about a topic, the word joy came to my mind. And then as I was meditating unto God, making sure that that's what the Lord wanted me to give, the Lord gave me another phrase entitled Breakthrough to Get to Your Destiny. Breakthrough to Get to Your Destiny. And he even referenced it with a particular verse, Isaiah 40, verse 1. Isaiah 40, verse 1. And we're going to read that because the Lord says that at this particular season, a lot of people need comforting because they're going through the storms of life. And the Lord is going to give us the power, and he's going to give us the strength, and he's going to give us the anointing and the word of God in order for us to be able to break through the walls, which are storms, which are things we go through on a daily basis that easily distracts us and gets us to just quit or makes us want to throw in the towel. God says that he is the breakthrough to get to your destiny. So God says, hold on. Amen. He says, yes, he says, weeping may endure for a night. He says, but that joy comes in the morning. That's when I heard the voice of joy. I thought the Lord wanted me to speak about his unthinkable joy. But God says, yes, yes, joy comes after, he says, the weeping. Amen. He says, you got to go through some stuff. You have to go through some things, some storms. You have to go through the rain in order to experience the sunshine. Amen? So I want you to hold on if you have come onto this ministry stressed out. Amen? If you've come onto this ministry thinking about what you're going to do next, thinking about the worries of the world, God says, leave all of that behind. He says, the victory's been won. He says, but you got to go through it in order to get to it. You got to go through it in order to get to it. Somebody said, you got to go through it in order to get to it. Amen. You have to go through it. You can't throw in a towel. You can't send a representative. You have to go yourself. God says he wants you because he only gives his battles to his strongest soldiers, those who would not have meltdowns, those who get tired, but they continue to carry on. I told you, and we're going to get into the ministry, but the Lord is speaking because there are many of you who have come on this ministry despondent. You've come on the ministry depressed and upset. And God says that he's looking for his A-team, and he only puts his A-team in the game. What does his A-team look like? God says in the world, people correlate their A-team through the likeness of who they are. But God says that's not an A-team. He says an A-team is an individual who knows him, amen, and who is able to weather the storms, who is able to stand still and be still and know that he is God, who is reading the word of God, who dwells in the high places and the low places, who dwells in his house. He says those are his 18 people, so do not be fooled by the worldly concept of what an 18 person, what an 18 player is. He says an 18 player is those individuals who have endured the spiritual warfare and who have a testimony afterwards. Amen? And God says that because you are close to your destiny, he says the devil is mad. He's upset. He doesn't want you to win. He doesn't want you to even show up. He says, but show up. He says, because God has won before you, and God has already won the battle. The devil is very upset, and so you're going to experience a lot of storms. And God says that the rain that he sent and the storms and how the cars were flooding and how buildings were being demolished, he says that was only preparing us, amen, to become stronger and to become familiar with what a storm can do. He says, but oh, if you look at the aftermath of the storm, you see people gathering their things to try to get back to the life that they once had. And so we're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads as such. It says, let's see here. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, excuse me, allergies, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you, excuse me, Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Excuse me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ready to pray, and we're going to get ready to get into the presence of God, because, as I said before, we are going to experience a breakthrough in order to get to our destiny. Now, what the Lord is showing is that you have a great destiny ahead of you. But he says there are some hurdles that you're going to have to jump, because God has to make sure you're strong enough, because if you're going to be in the presence of many people, and if you're going to be traveling all over this world, you're going to have to understand and know that everyone that you encounter is not saved. So there are some hurdles that you have to continuously jump over. In addition to that, you're going to have to experience some patience. God says that, you know, Job had a lot of patience. He says you have to have patience with people who may not catch on as quick. You're going to have patience with people who are spiritually dead. You're going to have patience with people who don't know God. You're going to have patience. So God says there are some things and some hurdles that we're going to have to jump over, climb over, before we get to our destiny. And God says that these things is nothing but concepts which allows us to become stronger, not only in our walk or our run with God, but it's going to help us in our destiny, okay? And so we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to pray for people. We're going to pray for ourselves. We're going to pray for our children. We're just going to pray unto God, and we're going to magnify who God is. We're going to uplift who God is, because God is powerful. He is the great I am. And I am going to, once again, I'm going to dim the light, and I want us to get into the presence of God. As I said before, if your heart or your mind is somewhere else, I need for you to get in the presence of God. We are setting the stage for God to be able to come into our hearts. God is not going to force his way into our hearts. He's not going to beg us to come unto him. God says if you want to receive eternal life, if you want to experience his blessings and his favor, if you want to taste and see that he is good, he says you're going to have to take the initiative, and you're going to have to come unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? And we have to do that. It's very imperative. No one should have to cheer us on and make us love God. No one should have to just continuously have us do those things. So we're going to pray unto God in a way that is acceptable and righteous unto him. We're going to pray unto God, and then we're going to come back with the word of God. Okay? So I want to make sure that each one of you are seeking something from God. The devil, as I said before, he's going to be busy. He's going to work through people. He's going to work through things. But we serve a powerful God. And before you even reach your storm, we're going to pray unto God. Before you even reach your hurdle, we're going to pray unto God. Amen? Because we serve a true and living God. And it's time for us to depend on God. It's time for us to believe in God. We are praying for our youth. And we are praying for, we're praying for everybody. You know, we're praying for everyone. And we're praying that people will be delivered. We're praying that people will be set free. We're praying that people will know who God is. That's what we're praying for. But you're going to have to pray as well. So we're going to listen to I Love You, Lord, Today, and There Is None Like You. And we're going to pray unto God. And then we're going to listen to Because of Who You Are, instrumental. And if the Lord gives me something to say to encourage someone who may be going through a storm, I'm going to say it. Okay? So here we go. Dear Lord, we come to you today, Lord, thanking you for blessing us, Lord, as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Lord. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and you helped us, Lord, all throughout the day, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who are lost and those who are found, Lord, and we ask, would you continue to wrap your loving arms around each person, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask, would you dispatch your angels for those who need comfort, those who need peace, those who need an understanding. We ask, would you dispatch your angels wherever they need to go, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who have lived and gone on, and we thank you for those who are continuing to live. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, and those who are going through surgeries, and those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about it, Lord. We ask that you crown their heads from the top to the bottom with healing power. Whatever incisions they have, whatever things need to be removed, we ask that you heal it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you take out fear and take out trembling and take out any type of doubt that the devil has placed in their minds. Lord, we pray for churches all around the state and country, Lord. We ask, would you bless the individuals inside to continue to be role models, positive figures, Lord, and shepherds that go out to seek their lost sheep. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless our youth in a special way, Lord. Whatever demonic spirit is attacking them, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you show up to the battle because it's already won, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the Love of Jesus ministry, not just this ministry, but other ministries as well, Lord. We pray for the word, Lord, that's going out in the air, in the atmosphere, breakthrough to your destiny. We ask that you crown this head from the top to the bottom and help the words that come out of my mouth to be words that are acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for an extra day of rest tomorrow, and we ask that You protect each and every person who goes to the lakes, Lord. Would you save that accidental drowning, Lord? Would you save that child, Heavenly Father? Would you bless each person who decides to even go to a park, Lord? Lord, we need you today, Lord. We need you in our churches. We need you in our schools. We need you in our homes, Lord. We need you in our cars. We need you on the highways. Lord, we need you in the courtrooms, Lord. We need you, Lord, in the malls, Lord. We need you in the restaurants, Lord. We need you everywhere. Lord, we're asking that you bless those who are sick in the spirit to become healed. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who say, pray for me, and those who do not utter a word because they are too afraid to, Lord. We ask, would you give us a word so that we can hear from you, Lord. We ask that you stop by, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the advanced victories. We thank you for the gifts, Lord. We thank you for the giver, and we thank you for our family and our friends, and we thank you for continuing to help the rich word to flow. And we ask, Lord, as we go about in our prospective manners and in our ways, Lord, would you help us to make intelligent decisions and help us to spread the project, Lord, all over this land and country, where we will save our youth, Lord. Help us to be ambassadors, and help us to be leaders and doorkeepers of the good word of God, and help us to continue to maintain our faith. Help us to continue to run this race, Lord. And we thank you for blessing us as we're able to get to our destiny. And we thank you, Lord, for just the word of God. And we ask that you continue to help us and bless us, Lord. And keep us, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless anyone who's on this ministry right now, Lord, who has come wondering and thinking, Lord, who's come with a heavy heart. We ask, Lord, would you speak to them and speak through them and speak a word of comfort. Lord, we thank you for the ministry. We thank you for each artist that we're able to play on the ministry. We ask that you continue to uplift us and bless us, Lord, and help us to be more appreciative of who you are. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. That was the instrumental of I Love You, Lord, Today, and There Is None Like You. Next, we're going to listen to Because of Who You Are. We're going to listen to the instrumental piece. And with this particular song, you know, we love God because of who he is, not just because of the things that he is doing for us. So we're going to listen to this instrumental. I want you to begin to think about the goodness of God. I want you to begin to think about the unction of God and what he is doing in your life. And as you're thinking about this, I want you to think about that title that we're going to talk about, entitled Breakthrough to Get to Your Destiny. Breakthrough to Get to Your Destiny. Amen. Breakthrough to Get to Your Destiny. And please grab your pens and paper. For those of you who remember things, then be sure to bring your mind and set your mind free so that you're not worried about anything that has happened last week or anything that's happening now, because we're going to get into the presence of God, and he is going to give us a mighty word. You're going to hear Because of Who You Are, instrumental, and I want you to think about the goodness of God, and then we're going to get ready for the word of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you. that was because of who you are, instrumental. And you know what? Because of who God is, we're able to serve and worship Him. We're able to live. We're able to make it through another day. Amen? Amen. As I said before, I'm so excited and delighted to be able to share with you what the Lord has given unto me. And as I said before, when I first came on and when I was meditating unto God, God says the joy comes after the breakthrough. And the Lord gave me a verse for each and every one of you who is on here. And the reason why the Lord gave me this title is He says, because there are many people who need to be comforted. There are many people who are going through things. Satan is attacking people because he knows that God is getting ready to perform great things for people. He is getting ready to break through the walls to our destiny. And so the devil is getting a little bit angry. And the Lord says, all you have to say is Jesus, and the devil will begin to run. Amen. And so He says that in everything, He says, in your assignments, whatever you're supposed to do, the Lord says, show up. He says, because God has already won the victory. You have to go through some things to get to some things. Amen. God says, you know, if you want to catch a fish, you have to go to the water. Amen. God says, if you want to receive a blessing, you have to go to God. Amen. God says, if you want to learn how to become a fisherman, you have to have a great, what, teacher. Amen. So don't let the storms of life make you lose your focus, because there are some things that you have to go through to get to your destiny. Amen. And so I'm going to read Psalm 40 and 1, and it says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. And so my assignment, amen, and that was Isaiah 40 and 1, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of His holy word. The Lord put me on an assignment tonight to comfort His people, amen, and I'm going to also reap the benefits of this ministry because, you know, the Lord is also speaking to me, but God says that He has this particular ministry at this particular time, at this particular hour right now, because a lot of people need to be comforted. You have been bruised and scorned by the devil. Satan has done everything he can to attack you. And he appears to be the victor, but God says the victory is in Jesus. Amen. And He says, whatever you do, whatever your assignment is, He says, show up. That is what the Lord is saying. And He says that we must break through to get to our destiny. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm going under the unction and function of the Holy Spirit. This is not scripted. This is not anything that I had time to practice for, because I function under the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so whatever the Lord gives me, I am obedient. And I utilize those words whenever the Lord tells me to. And the Lord comes right on time. Amen. And so I want you to write down, break through to get to your destiny. Break through to get to your destiny. This particular ministry is recorded, so therefore, if you miss something, you can go back and press rewind, and you can hear it from the beginning. But the topic is breakthrough to get to your destiny. If you hear a few pauses, that's because the Lord is speaking, because as I said before, this is not scripted. So the Lord says breakthrough to get to your destiny. I want you to write down a number one, and I want you to put comfort. Comfort to you, the persons who are listening. God says that you are going through a storm. Put comfort in storm. You're going through a storm. The storm could be a financial crisis. The storm could be a marital crisis. The storm could be a child crisis. The storm could be a job crisis. The storm could be a spiritual crisis. The storm could be a depression crisis. The storm could be a suicidal crisis. The storm could be a marriage crisis. The storm could be just a oppositional crisis, or the storm could be a family crisis. Amen. And those are just examples of the types of storms that we encounter. And God says that He is here to comfort you. So before we even get started, the Lord says, He wants to be your comforter. He says, but you're going to have to forget about these storms in order to receive the manna that is coming down from heaven on tonight. Yeah, God says you're going to have to stop thinking about these storms for a second so that you can receive the comfort and the word of our Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. Okay, so whatever storm you're having, whether it was named or whether it was not named, the Lord said, loose it. He says, forget about it and give it unto him. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, I can't forget about this particular storm because when I hang up, the storm is still going to be there. And the reason why the storm is still there is because when you hung up the phone, you went back and got it. Amen. Once you give it unto God, it's his. So God says that tonight he wants to give you the gift of comfort. He says the gift of comfort will help you get to your breakthrough. He says, you know, he shows me a picture of Moses, and I continuously talk about Moses. He says Moses was afraid to go by himself, and God says that he sent someone with Moses. God says that you are afraid to go to the next level because of this storm, because of your past, because you're scared what people is going to say. He says, but he is going to be your comforter. He says, you're in bereavement. You've lost someone or something that you truly loved who was always there for you. God says he is your comforter. He is that void. He says, keep going to get to your destiny. So the first concept of breaking through is comfort. God says you're not going through anything by yourself. He says he is with you at all times. He is, meaning Jesus Christ, is with you at all times. He is with you at all times. Amen. Then he says, number two, he says a child. He says, write down the word child. He says, you are to be likened as a child right now. And I know many of you are thinking about, I don't want to be immature. I don't want to do this or that. But God says when he talks about likened unto a child, he is talking about be teachable. Amen. He says, be teachable to get to your destiny. In order for you to break through the barriers and break through the past and break through the storms and the crises, God says you have to be teachable. When we talk about training up a child in the way they should go, for when they get older, they would not depart. God says he is not only talking about our children. He says he is talking about the children of God. He says you must be teachable. He says just because you're the president or you're going to be the president of a corporation or just because you're a millionaire or just because you have this or that does not mean that you have learned everything about your storms. Amen. He says be teachable. And when he says be teachable, I want you to put down the word listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God. God says, be likened unto a child. He says, a child worries not about anything. He says many children go through the storms of life due to circumstances that's beyond their control, things that they were born into, like poverty, depression, parents who are continuously bickering amongst. Children are born into that. But God says, be likened unto a child, even if you're going through a storm. He says, know that he is able to rescue you out of your storm, but you must be teachable. He says, when he called those fishermen, when he went by and called those fishermen, he says they were able to perfect their sport because they were teachable. They listened to the word of God. God says, if you listen to him and if you are teachable, you will be able to break through to get to your destiny. He says something about a GPS. Amen. The GPS helps us to navigate and it tells us where to go. God says that if you listen to his voice and if you are teachable, if you're able to be trained, God says that you can break through to get to your destiny. So we have the gift of comfort. Amen. God says, I am with you on this journey. You are not alone. You are not by yourself. Even though you've lost a person who usually go with you, even though you've lost a thing, even though all of this is happening, the storms of life are happening, God says that he is with you, the gift of comfort. Then he says, be likened unto a child. He says children are born into things. He says children are born into things, but they're able to come out by listening to the voice of God and being teachable. Amen? Be teachable. God says that is the main thing, is to be teachable and listen to the voice of God. Number three. God says faith and works. Amen? He says faith and works. He says, when you're breaking through to get to your destiny, you have no idea what you're breaking through. Why? He says, because the breakthrough, in a sense of humanity, is a breakthrough of emotions. If someone is angry, if someone is treating you bad. You know, he says, this is like unto a wall. He says, a wall is hard to break. He says, and you're going to have those storms in which you're going to just be hitting up against a wall and nothing happens. You're going to have those storms in which you're not going to be able to remove some bricks. He says, but if you have faith, he says, and if you keep trying, which is your works, he says, you're going to be able to break through to get to your destiny. God says there is nothing on earth that is too hard for him. There is no storm that I've named. There is no storm that you're going through that is too hard for him. You must break through to get to your destiny. I said break through to get to your destiny. So there is nothing too hard for God. There is no storms that are too hard for God, because guess who created the storms? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he's making us strong. And God says the more that you keep pushing, the more that you keep trying, it's the stronger that you will get, and the more you're able to appreciate the journey that God put you on to get to your destiny. So he says faith. You must have faith. You have no idea the strength of these storms. These storms sometimes come like tornadoes. They come like hurricanes. They shake us. They move us. But God says, be still and know that he is God. He says, because you go through that storm, and because you're trying to break through the walls, and the walls are just there, God says that his timing will come. Amen? His timing will come. He says sometimes our pushing and our trying to get through is premature. It's now we're not ready for what we're about to experience. So God does not allow anything to move. He says so we must continue to have faith. If God promised us something, we must have faith, although we can't see it, and we must continue to work to get to our destiny. So we have the gift of comfort. God is with us. We have the ability or the gift to be like a child, be teachable and listen to the voice. Then we have the faith and works. God says that just because you don't know what's on the other side or you don't know the power of that storm, he says continue to work. That's why God says show up. He says don't run from trouble. Amen. And what he means is don't run from trouble is that when things start getting tough, when challenges start happening, God says you continue to be still and know that he is God. Amen. So faith and works. Then the Lord says that you must keep your strength. You must keep your strength. When we think about strength, we think about muscles, we think about weights, we think about lifting weights, but God says keep your strength in him. He says there is so much power, Afrida. There is so much power, Karen. There is so much power, Sarah. There's so much power in our prayers. There's so much power in how we serve God. God says we have a very rich word. He says, and when you are in the storm, many times your strength diminishes because you're too busy putting all of your energy in the storm and you are not preserving your energy for your breakthrough. God says there is a difference between a breakthrough and a storm. He says, when you experience a breakthrough, it is a test. It is to see how strong you are. When that wall, that brick wall, or when that storm that won't move continues to remain, or you're going to keep pushing, trying to get to the other side, or when you throw in the towel. He says, but a storm, you are caught in a storm unexpectedly most of the time, and it's not a test. The storm is to see if you are going to maintain your strength? Are you going to maintain your faith? Are you going to keep working? Are you going to be like a child and listen to God so that he can deliver you out of that storm? And are you going to know that God is with you? And if you know God is with you when you're going through that storm, you will call on the name of Jesus instead of calling all of your friends' names. So God says there's a totally different perspective, a breakthrough in a storm. A breakthrough, of course. Be still and know that I'm God. It tests your strength. Are you going to keep going? Storm, you're caught in the middle of it unexpectedly, right? God says, are you going to, how long will you remain in the storm before you listen to his voice? See, ladies and gentlemen, God is saying at this particular time that we all have experienced a storm. We all know what storms are. We all know what storms physically look like. In life, we have gone through a storm. And God says that the key to being delivered and set free from a storm is to listen to his voice. Is to listen to his voice. When we are listening to the voice of God, we are able to maintain our strength. When we talk about the living water is the word of God. See, when we break through to get to our destiny, we are depending on God. Because it gets hard from here, it becomes a challenge. Because you're exposed to so many, God says you're exposed to so many ungodly people, and if you're not careful, you too will become wicked. He says, turn away from evil and do well unto each person you encounter. And when you're getting ready to go through a breakthrough, and I was listening to a pastor, and he says, you know, we had a great event, and the devil tried to, in other words, orchestrate something different a couple of weeks later, and the names were synonymous, which means the names were the same. But it was two different events. One event was great. The other event was unfortunate. And the devil would try to trick us up like that. But God says that that is just another test. He says you're going to break through to get to your destiny. You're going to face some challenges. You're going to face some storms. You're going to face some people that you're like, oh, my God. Are you even a child of God? Do you even know God? But God says you must continue to trust in him. Your destiny is very important because God has ordered your destiny. It's kind of like a doctor's appointment. It's kind of like God says when you go in for surgery, God has ordered that surgery for you, and he has a certain physician who will perform the surgery for you. It is planned. God says that your breakthrough to get to your destiny, our breakthrough to get to our destiny, your breakthrough, our breakthrough to get to our destiny is already planned. There is nothing anyone can do about it. He says, but if you don't show up, then you don't get to your destiny. If you experience a challenge and you throw in the towel, you're not going to get to your destiny. If you are scheduled for surgery, amen, and you decide that you don't want to show up, you're not going to get healed. God says that your breakthrough, you have to show up to the storms. Nobody wants to go through a storm. Let's just be real. We struggle with this. Nobody on earth wants to go through a storm. But God says if you don't go through a storm, how do you know what he can do? He says some of us, if we didn't go through a storm, if we didn't go through hard times, we'd never speak to God. So he has to get our attention. He has to get our attention. And he says, the devil, and I'm just serving notice, the devil is mad. And he is choosing the least of these. I was reading in the newspaper in Chicago, I believe, and some young men, amen, they saw this man and his dog walking. And the dog looked vicious, right? The dog looked vicious. So they didn't mess with the man. But this other man who came, and he had a small dog, and his dog looked very nice and kind. They attempted to take advantage of this man. And they did. They shot and killed this man. And at any rate, no one should take anyone's life. But, ladies and gentlemen, the devil is out to get the weakest link. You have to be prayed up. You have to have your full armor. You have to be strong in the Lord. Your strength comes from the Word of God. Your strength comes from God. When you walk in this evil world, the power comes from your character. The power comes from the Word of God. God says that you are human. You have a right. You have the authority to walk away from wickedness because of who you are, because you belong to God, and because God has told you specifically, do not entertain wickedness. And many of you say, but the man was just walking his dog. Correct. But when you go out, wherever you go, you have to be covered. You have to know who God is. You have to pray. You have to pray over your kids before they go out. Satan will get in your kids' lives, and he will run rampant. He will get in your life, and he will destroy it. You have to stay prayed up. The devil knows that God said that there's a breakthrough to get to your destiny. And the devil is not fair, but God is. And God says as long as you continue to listen to him, he says any storm that comes your way, any challenge, you will be able to deal with it. You must remain strong. He says exercise your faith. He says push towards the mark of God. Stretch out your hand and get ready to receive your destiny. He said the storms are minute. The storms are nothing more than an obstacle to make you stronger. The breakthrough is nothing more than an event to test your strength in the Lord and to test your faith. How strong are you in God? Do you believe that God said that he was going to do that for you? Do you really believe that? Do you even believe it after you are up against a wall and you cannot get through? Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is an on-time God? He's not going to come when we want him to, but he'll be there right on time. Do you believe that? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Nobody can answer those questions but you. If you don't believe it, there's a problem. You must believe in God. Breakthrough to get to your destiny. You're going to have to go through something to get to it. Nothing is free anymore. It says salvation is free, but Jesus paid the price for that. Somebody had to pay for it. So breakthrough to get to your destiny. And what God is showing, he says that many times what will happen, somebody will make us mad. He says, for instance, and we'll stop in our tracks and we'll turn back around and we won't walk toward our destiny because we think that we're hurting the person. But God says, wait a minute, who are you living for? Who are you living for? When you stop the work of God, when you allow people to stop you from doing what's right, when you allow people to get you off course, who are you really living for? The people or God? And that's what God is saying tonight. He says when he was in the burning bush, he wasn't just there for decorations or to peep or to spy. He says he was there to ask a question. Why are you persecuting the church? Why? And so when everything should be for a purpose, when we shine our light, we should shine it for a purpose to get a response from God. And as you're getting closer to your destiny, and some of you have already made it there and you have another destiny, there is no need, and I'm going to change phones here, there is no need to quit. There is no need to throw in the towel, because when you do that, you are already defeated. You are defeated and you're not able to be at your very best. You're already defeated. When you throw in the towel, when you begin to listen to people, let people get you off your course, you're already defeated. You're already defeated. And so, therefore, we must understand that we have to break through to get to our destiny. We must do that. It is imperative, and it is right. It's the right thing to do. Break through to get to your destiny. Is it going to be easy? Nothing's easy. It doesn't matter if you have a favorite subject. There's always something that's going to challenge you. Just like when you walk with Christ, there's going to be something that will challenge you in your daily walk and in your daily run with God. something is going to challenge you. So God says tonight, do not stop. If you have a gift or talent that you're using for God, don't stop. Keep going. Because when you stop, you can't break through to get to your destiny because you've stopped. Just because there's a hard wall there, right? And just because you're trying to push that hard wall and it's not moving, God says, be still and know that he's God. That means the battle is not yours. Why are you trying to fight it? The battle is the Lord's. And so we must recognize and realize that every battle that we know about is not ours to fight. Everything that we know about is not ours to do. God says the battle is his and the battle will be won. So ladies and gentlemen, remember that God says he will be with us. He says he will comfort us. God says be as a child, be teachable. Listen to his voice. He says, always keep the faith. And he says, continue to work while it's day. Because when night cometh, no one is able to work. And we must be able to work while it's day. And then keep your strength. Just because you run into these storms, just because things happen, does not mean that you throw in the towel. Does not mean that you give up and quit. You have to keep going. You have to continue on. Because life goes on. And so I want you to just understand and recognize that we must break through to get to our destiny. And we came from Isaiah 40 and 1. And God says a lot of us need to be comforted. And we do. Because we need God. We need to know that God still hears our prayers. We need to know that God is still with us. And there's nothing wrong with calling out the name of Jesus. There's nothing wrong with praying throughout the day. There's nothing wrong with asking God and thanking God for all of the things that he's doing in our lives, okay? So just remember, breakthrough to get to your destiny. Do not quit. Do not stop just because someone may have put you off track through anger, emotions, whatever it may be. I have several people before I get to my announcements online, and many of you come online because you love to listen. And you don't have to say anything, but if the Lord has placed something on your heart to say, you could say it at this time. And if not, then that's fine too, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And God hears your prayer silently as he does openly. So I'm going to pause for about 30 seconds. And if you want to say something, feel free to, or if you want to just listen, bless you as well. All right. I want to, as I said before, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry. I want you, before we play our concluding song, I want you to look on my Facebook page under Alfreda Love. And, of course, you'll see Breakthrough to Your Destiny. But I have a newsletter. And this particular newsletter tells you everything that's going on with the Love Ministry. The Lord is blessing us in such a great way. And that goal number one stands for, I only serve one God. There's only one person who can bless me, you know, and I only serve one God. And I have a project that the Lord gave me entitled Save Our Sons, and it's a mission. And this mission is simply informing communities and kicking off events. The Lord has already shown me what he wants me to do with this event. As I said before, I am a speaker. I speak on education. But the Lord has given me this task. Our sons are in trouble, and a lot of people say, well, our daughters are too, and you're exactly right. But the Lord didn't call me yet to address that particular issue. I'm going to have to get another phone here. My phones are going out here. The Lord didn't call me to do that, but he says that our sons, there is a need, there is a call to save our sons, and that's what we're going to have to do. And in saving our sons, let me try to find a phone here, and in saving our sons, we're going to have to develop and build character. We're going to have to develop and build different things for each of our sons. Okay, and so when you see on that newsletter, Save Our Sons, that simply means that we're going to give knowledge. I have an article page. I have a hub page. We're going to give knowledge, and we're going to have different events. And these particular events will be nationwide, wherever the Lord sends me. And so I really want you to focus on the males, especially the young males, in your communities. I want you to read the article on the hub page at frida.hubpages.com. And I want you to begin by reading the articles, because it's going to be articles, it's going to be speaking, and then we're going to kick off several events. Now, on tomorrow, God's will, at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we will have Ms. DC of Black Press Radio. She has a campaign going on entitled Bring Josie Home. This was a particular nationwide phenomenon in which her daughter was taken away from her. And so she's coming on national radio shows. She has a national radio media press, and she's been all over. And she wants to share her story so that we can become involved and get the word out that we need to bring Josie home. That's Monday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Tuesday, we're going to have our top 15 gospel artists. This will be at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday, we will have Praying with Love Power on Wednesday, and I want us to be able to pray unto God and get into the presence of God. For our upcoming articles, we will have an analysis of Sweetie Pie's. I encourage you to go and visit that particular restaurant. In addition to that, I just want to say happy early Memorial Day to all the veterans. Speaking on behalf of some of the veterans, we're just glad to have served our country, and we're glad to just put on the uniform. As far as the Love Ministry and Talk Show, if you would like to be a guest on this particular ministry, if you have a gift that the Lord has given you, which I know each person has a gift, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. The mission of this particular ministry is opening your gifts that the Lord has given you, opening your gifts. I cover many different events. If you have an event, especially a gospel event, educational event, once again, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. As you can see, there are many pictures of gospel artists and one artist that I work with. And so I love to attend the events, especially if it's gospel or educational. As I said before, once again, make sure that if you are interested in the campaign for Save Our Sons, be sure to contact me. If someone asks you which radio station you should listen to, please share with your friends the blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. Be sure to share that with your friends. In addition to that, gospel artists, artist promoters, writers, actors, actress, positive community leaders, please, 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 Facebook at Frida Love. That's AlFredaLove. You can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all on one line, pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to trust in God and believe in God and know that your breakthrough is here to get to your destiny. You're going to have to go through some things, okay? You're going to have to go through the storms of life to get to your destiny, but just know that God is always with you and he's always standing by your side. Once again, be sure to join me in the morning, God's will, at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Be sure to join me, because I would love to have you on the ministry. And if you have questions, if you ever want to just question a guest, you know, or if you want to join in, please feel free to do so. I have many individuals on the line. You know, this is God's show. And so if the Lord has placed something on your heart, then feel free to share it, okay? And this concludes the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm going to ask one more time if any of you would like to have a word. I just want to make sure I give every person the opportunity, because there's many people on the line. I'm going to pause for about 30 seconds, and then I'm going to give my closing remarks.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say thank you for the words of encouragement. You did a good job.
Thank you so much for listening, and please be sure to listen again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Love, Live, Jesus ministry where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.